What we're doing here right now is we're demonstrating how sound behaves within bubbles in a sea.
And hundreds of children and quite a few teachers and teaching assistants have been getting hands-on experience of the cutting-edge research underway at Southampton. And university students and staff have enjoyed spreading the word. Pearl John is from physics.
I'm telling the students about the importance of lasers and fibre optics in our everyday lives.
And Steve Dorney organised the day at the Aegeus Bowl, formerly the Rose Bowl, the home of Hampshire cricket.
It's been fantastically successful. Yes, we've probably had 400, perhaps 500 people come through from different schools across the region. A lot of schools that don't usually come into contact with Southampton University, so that's been excellent. We've got a lot of researchers here and a lot of student ambassadors working together on a range of exhibition stands that really showcase our cutting-edge research. So we've got 3D colour printing, for instance. We've got research into ocean bubbles and how that's important for CO2 transfer in the atmosphere, for instance. We've got people working on satellites and removing junk from space. We've got people in psychology on how brainwaves work around reward mechanisms. That's probably a lot that I can remember right now.
It was all systems go.
Well, we've been helping out with a 3D printer today. Basically, our 3D printer, it prints loads of 2D objects on top of each other, layer by layer, and we get out a 3D object at the end of the day. It has been impressing the children. We're building ducks at the moment, and they all want them.
They have some games to match up the amount of carbon from various activities. And we've also got the laptops out so they can calculate their carbon footprint in a range of different ways. And I think a lot of them are quite surprised at how much they're consuming and the effect that it has. The average child today has got 3 planets worth of consumption for each child.
We've got a stand which is highlighting some of our research areas, including space debris. We've got space debris removal game, which lots of kids have been playing.
Several researchers came together to highlight issues around hearing. Here's Ben Oliver.
We've been demonstrating a stand called Hearing Music, which is a collaborative stand between the ISVR and the music department. We kind of tell a story in the stand. At one end of the stand, we have a piece of equipment that can help you look inside people's ears, and we move along to explaining about what a cochlear implant is, how it works, which then moves on to pieces of software that allow people to listen to what music sounds like through a cochlear implant and play with some of the software that we've been developing as part of the project.
Fourth year audiology student Zoe Beres enjoyed talking to the pupils.
They seem to know a lot more than I thought they would, so it's been really great. They've been asking some really great questions. It's really important that people understand that audiology is a career, it's a really good career, and it's a really interesting subject.
University researchers were joined by Cara Fullilove from the charity Action on Hearing Loss.
We've got a piece of equipment with us today, and they can plug their own MP3 player into it, and a traffic light system will tell them if they're listening at a dangerous level. And we have found quite a few young people here today have come out with the red light.
What did the pupils think?
I'm more interested in the mechanical side of it, so the musical engineering side of things.
It was very interesting. I learned a lot from it, and how like different objects, like bigger and smaller, make bigger bubble.
It's been good. Probably highlight is just finding out new things and seeing how they make stuff.
It was really interesting, like to learn the way that things work and stuff that we didn't know before we came.
The day wasn't just for older children. These primary school youngsters had a great time too.
I liked the, like, when they examined my ear, and could you see all, like, the wax in it, and, like, it's, like, it is healthy and everything. And I liked the 3D that we could see.
I liked when they examined your ear, and I liked lots of things upstairs.
I like the hearing things.
It's been pretty good today.
It's Scott Kirby, and I'm from Dearley Primary School. I'm a teacher. We've got lots of children that are interested in science, and we thought it'd be a good chance for them to experience all the different activities that were available. They've really enjoyed themselves. They've seen lots of things that perhaps will interest them for future careers.
Later this year, the roadshow heads for the Cheltenham Science Festival and Bestival on the Isle of Wight.